Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We have not yet talked about the big lie from the Biden administration. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act, and it's incredible. It is the biggest lie, and in fact, even people like Bernie Sanders. You know what Bernie Sanders said? This will not have any impact on inflation. It's a lie. It is a bold-faced lie. Bernie Sanders admits, quote, this bill will have minimum impact on inflation. So just the title is a lie. And even Democrats admit it. Now, what's in it? Steve Moore is an economist. He's worked around the White House, and he knows what he's talking about. I was on with Larry Kudlow last night. Did you see this, Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore? This is cut two. What is in this Inflation Reduction Act? Listen to this.
Steve Moore, one of the many things in here is how uncompetitive this is going to make America. How uncompetitive. You know, I mean, for example, of course, the taxes on corporations, the taxes on small business pastors, the taxes on middle income people. But, you know, other countries, I mean, Germany in particular, other countries are reclassifying, for example, natural gas. Mm-hmm. OK, natural gas can be green. And we won't even do that. We want net zero or net zero or whatever the heck it's called. So this is going to be a body blow to American competitiveness. And at the same time, it's going to make Americans, I think, poor. It's impoverishing.
Yeah. By the way, I love your idea of repeal, repeal, repeal.
Yes.
I think Republicans in Congress running to take back the House and Senate should be running on exactly that message, especially, by the way, starting with defunding the 87,000 new IRS agents. It's outrageous. People are so mad about that, Larry. I got to tell you, just the last 4 or 5 days, so many people I'm talking to around the country are just livid that they would have the nerve to increase the border patrol. I mean, the IRS, when they're not taking care of our army and our you know, our border patrol and the police we need in the cities. So you just got to the heart of the matter. The worst feature of this bill is that it plays right into the hands of our enemies. So I would argue that China clearly is a big winner here. Russia is a huge winner here. Iran is a large winner here. And, you know, that's because some people are describing those three as sort of the new axis of evil. Mm. And China's taking over. By some estimates, China will be producing 5 times as much coal as the United States over the next 3 or 4 years. Think of that, Larry. We have more coal than any other country in the world. Russia and Iran want to take control of the oil markets. We are ceding control of those markets to our enemies, and that's going to make America much poorer.
Okay, here's what I love about this idea that's been floated out there in cable news over the last 24 hours. That what Republicans should do, what Adam Laxalt should do, is go before the American people and say, tell you what, you elect us as Republicans and give us control of the Senate and the House in 22, and you give us a new president, a Republican president, a Donald J. Trump president, and we will undo the big lie. That we will undo the Inflation Reduction Act, and we'll take out the 87,000 IRS agents. That's... I love that idea, and I think that should be in the messaging for every stump speech in America, no matter the office. You put Republicans in charge, we will repeal 87,000 new IRS agents, many of them carrying weapons because they've ordered a lot of weapons, a lot of ammo. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. If you want to join us, you are welcome to do so. We're talking about the rise and fall of Liz Cheney. I think it's great. I think it's great that she's gone. I think it's absolutely wonderful that she is gone. And I pray she doesn't try and run for another office. All this talk of running for president, it costs a lot of money to run for president, and I don't know that she's going to have access to that kind of money. Donors will deal with her like she's toxic. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Wind continues on a couple of accidents on the surface streets right now. West Side injury accident still there being reported there at Sahara and Valley View. Also one of the West Side intersection of Bonanza and Eastern. But looking okay here on the Valley freeways right now. No reported accidents on the highways. Good flow of traffic through the resort corridor right now. A little bit busier on the south end of town as you travel north through the Tropicana construction zone all the way up through the resort corridor. Starts to break up right around Spring Mountain there for you. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Famous I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Brewers got by the Dodgers 5-4 on Tuesday in 11 innings. Victor Caratini with a two-run single off Craig Kimbrell to win it. The Dodgers have dropped 2 of 3 following a 12-game winning streak, but they've still got the best record in baseball at 80-35. Kimbrell blew his fourth save of the season. The Dodgers led it 4-3 heading into the bottom half of the 11th after Justin Turner hit a run-scoring single. 14-1, Tony Gonsolin gets the start for the Dodgers tonight at Milwaukee. He'll face 8-4 lefty Eric Lauer. The Mariners beat the Angels 8-2. Adam Frazier broke up Jose Suarez's perfect game bid with a single in the sixth. Nick Fortz hit a pair of solo homers and scored the go-ahead run in the seventh as the Marlins beat the Padres 5-3. 1:10 first pitch today from Miami. Mike Clevenger starts for the Padres. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's back to school time, so here's a lesson in big wireless hype. Flashy phone plan deals usually don't add up to actual savings. Graduate to Straight Talk Wireless and get our Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data for just $45 a month. Plus, get a Samsung Galaxy A13 5G for only $149, all on America's best 5G networks. Unlimited data, less money, no-brainer. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. A month equals 30 days. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 24-count crayons and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in-store only. Limit 30.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For those of you just joining us, we've been trying to figure out over the last 10, 15 minutes what good can come from the Inflation Reduction Act. We know, because Bernie Sanders told us, he said it. This will have minimal impact on inflation. So we're trying to figure out what it is that there is in this bill that was worth the Senate and House voting, and the president signing yesterday. What is it? What is it that's in there? Laura Ingraham did a great piece on this last night as to just what will the Inflation Reduction Act do. Will it do anything? This was Laura Ingraham last night. Cut three, go.
It's going to further erode our energy independence by choking off our oil and gas industry. It's also going to make everything more expensive by raising corporate taxes. And the media, they're ducking coverage of one major part of this legislation. Now, see if you can figure it out. Here's the Associated Press. What's in Biden's big bill? America's biggest action ever on climate change. Drug cost cap. What about CBS? Biden signs Inflation Reduction Act into law, sealing major Democratic victory on climate, health care, and taxes. Now, I wonder why no prominent mention of the army of 87,000 new IRS agents that are hired. You need to look into the fine print to see that the law aims to raise a whopping $124 billion through tax enforcement measures, meaning the IRS is coming to harass not just the rich, but hardworking Americans who actually support themselves, but who can't defend themselves with expensive lawyers and accountants. It's disgusting. Where was Liz on this outrage? Even Jake Tapper had to call out the fraud and the law's major selling point.
Democrats keep calling this the Inflation Reduction Act. Plenty of experts say it's not going to reduce inflation. Why is it being called that?
First of all, this is a huge accomplishment. We've never taken on climate change at this scale, and investing $60 billion into environmental justice. I wasn't part of the naming squad, but I will say that the bill is going to reduce costs for American consumers. And I think that is an important idea.
Yeah, that's not what inflation is necessarily, but I take your point.
Well, if you lie in the title, you lie in the substance. Now, remember, none of this would have happened if it weren't for the same GOP establishment that supported Cheney all these years. When Senators McConnell, Blunt, Cassidy, and others idiotically agreed to support Biden's phony infrastructure bill earlier this year, they opened the lane for reconciliation to be used for today's Greeniac tax nightmare. So the old guard thought that, you know, they claimed to be so much smarter than the populace, the America Firsters. But they were totally had by the Democrats. And now, by getting ready to send Liz Cheney packing and choosing real conservatives in other key midterm primaries, the voters are saying they've had enough. And that it's time to bury the tragic Bush-Cheney era once and for all. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord.
Wow. Wow. I know that. I'm Catholic. No, I get that. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to throw out all the economists, all the legal eagles, and I want to talk directly with you and your family. I don't know if you know this, but Nevada ranks fifth highest in the nation in grocery expenditures. Did you know that? Nevada has experienced a 14.9% increase in everyday necessities. Did you know that? Is that something you're feeling? Do you go to the grocery store and not have enough money to get everything you need? One of the things that Democrats have done for years, for decades, as long as I can remember, is involve personal stories. You know, we need health care. We need Obamacare because my husband has emphysema and he can't get coverage. And you bring him in on a walker into a hearing room. That's called a personal story. And they always say, make sure you bring personal stories to the table because it moves the needle. I want to find out from you. I want to find out from you what this all means. A nearly 15% increase in everyday necessities, the cost of everyday necessities, groceries. You got to have food on the table. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get to your calls, okay? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's see some contact with the test one.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Nevadans are paying higher prices because of reckless Washington spending. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. $140 million for a luxury resort in Florida. $15 million for a soccer stadium in New Jersey. $2 million for a ski area in Iowa. $95,000 for a poet in Connecticut. $200,000 for French operas in Washington, D.C. Now, Senator Cortez Masto has voted for a liberal plan to spend hundreds of billions more, crushing us with even higher inflation. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting for all this outrageous spending. Support S-3495, the Inflation Prevention Act, and actually cut inflation. We need help in Nevada, not silly spending in other states. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hello, this is my auto. And this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And my key. And American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley.
Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, Mark Thomas is filling in for Gentleman Jim, but the rules are the same. You're a first-time caller. You let him know. We'll move you up in line. We'll give you a little extra love. And you'll have a great experience, I can almost promise you. So first-time callers, always welcome. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with a non-first-time caller. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead, my friend.
Yeah, Kevin, I wanted to bring up the point. If we want to reduce inflation, let's send the 86,000 IRS agents to the most corrupt place in the world, Ukraine. Let them start with the 46 biolabs that were being found by Vlad, my buddy Vlad, who busted the USA for 46, not one, 46 biolabs. We're spending trillions of dollars. If we just stop the arms to Ukraine and the biolabs, that would be probably a big inflation reducer, probably by about 20%.
So what happens, hey, Brady, what happens when Russia takes over Ukraine?
Things will be back to normal, because right now what the Ukrainians are doing with all the HIMAR systems, which are rocket systems being supplied by the U.S., they are now shelling Crimea, which Vlad said not to do, and they're also shelling the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And if they have that go into the storage facility and the cooling reactor, we're going to have a nuclear dirty bomb that goes off, and we won't have any grain from Ukraine. And I think the inflation rate might even go higher if these idiots don't figure out you better not be shelling a nuclear power plant, you idiots. Joey, wake up.
There you go. There you go. Brady, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You want to join us? You're welcome to do so. In fact, I just freed up a line, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tucker Carlson last night, I don't know if you caught this or not, criticizing Merrick Garland and his response to the DOJ raid on Trump. The paltry 3-minute response that we got from Merrick Garland. This is cut number 4. Go.
By all accounts, Attorney General Merrick Garland was shocked to hear criticism of the raid on Mar-a-Lago last week. It turns out that Garland lives in such a tiny, airless world of left-wing activists and sycophants that it had never occurred to him that anyone might object to sicking the FBI on Joe Biden's political opponents. When woke Twitter and the New York Times are your only sources of news, police state politics seems perfectly normal. Trump is bad. Find a reason to arrest him. That's how they think. So if you watched Garland carefully at his press conference the other day, you may have noticed that he appeared highly annoyed by the idea of having to stoop to explain himself to mere citizens. But he found a solution. Being a liberal, Merrick Garland's first instinct was to seize the role of victim. Because when you're a victim, you've already won the argument. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to change your behavior. You are, by definition, the good guy. The victim always is. Being oppressed means never having to say you're sorry. So as Garland explained at the press conference, the FBI was in fact the real victim here. Mean old Fox News was asking unfair questions, and that's just wrong. So the real problem isn't that America's most powerful law enforcement agency is dangerously politicized and corrupt. No. The real problem here is that people have dared to complain about it, and they must stop immediately or else they're domestic terrorists.
Okay, there you have it. Tucker Carlson, as usual, succinct, to the point, and he's right. This whole thing is getting worse by the day. By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, I'm very excited to have Dr. Joe Greer. He is the founding dean of the College of Medicine at Roseman University. He's an advocate for the Consumers for Quality Care you've heard about on the radio over the course of the last couple of months. And one of the things we're finding is that when you look at healthcare across the state, there are big, big holes in the coverage. This is getting worse and worse. And we're going to have changes coming up first of the year in our healthcare. By the way, joining us a little bit later on, Pat Casale, I'll ask him about that as well. Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. There are going to be changes to healthcare all across the state of Nevada, but in particular here in southern Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pat Casal from the Multicare Group will join us just after 2:30. And we'll talk a little bit about what went down.